Welcome to this week's Rocket Podcast. Crittenden County goes to Princeton this week to play the number one Tigers, the best team in Class 2A. Coach Starnes, they may have been the best team in Class 2A the last couple of years, but Murray had something different for them there at the end of the season a year ago, and I imagine the two teams will meet again. But we've got them this week. Caldwell County leads the district, leads the state, and we're going over to play Elijah Sindelar, the quarterback, who needs four touchdown passes to become Kentucky's all-time leading touchdown thrower in a career.
Yeah, and that says a lot for him. I'm going to tell you, I remember talking about Elijah when he was a freshman and saying that he will be one of the best to come out of the state, and he's proven to be so. I mean, he's just a phenomenal athlete. He's got a tremendous amount of skill. His ability level is well above everybody else's, obviously, because he's now, I think, is going to break that record for the national touchdown passing in a single season. It's huge. I think it's big, and it's amazing the talent level that he has. You know, plus more than that, though, he's such a good kid. I know him personally, and he's a great kid. He's very humble, and he gives a lot of credit to his teammates. So I know him very well, and he's a good kid. So, you know, I'm glad he's going to break it. I hope it's not against us, but if it is against us, then, we'll be part of history. So, it's going to have to be broken at some point, and I think that he'll do it.
Of course, he has 130 touchdown passes in his career, and the leader in the state right now is Tim Couch. We all remember that name, who went on to be the first-round NFL draft choice, and now he's behind a microphone, so he didn't last too long in the NFL. But then also Ricky Bowling of South Laurel also has 133. At 132, Corey Robinson from Lone Oak played down there for a few years ago for Jack Haskins when he was there, and Corey went on and played, I believe, at Tulane, wasn't it?
He played at Troy. But you know, I mean, I remember when they're talking about Corey breaking the record, and I thought that I don't know what happened, but I thought that they think that he broke it at Lone Oak. So I thought that he had it, and he didn't. So it's a it's a good record. It's a state record, and I think that that it shows what talent level that he has and the ability that he has. So he's a good athlete, but he's got a good support team with him, good support cast, and I think David Barnes does an excellent job with him, and they're just a phenomenal football team all the way around.
You know, we saw them earlier in the year over here when they played in the Warrior Bowl against Union County. And their MO in that game looked like they took their best 11 kids, put them on offense, and then on defense, I don't think they had many people going both ways. And obviously, the way some of the scores have gone this year, it looks like that maybe their best athletes are on offense. But now, I imagine some of these tougher games, they go with some of their better players on defense. But what do you think we'll see this week? Are they platooning based on what you've?
Yeah, I mean, they have one kid that goes both ways, and that's D. Kane. And, that's the trademark of larger programs where we really wanted that here at Crittenden County. That's what I believe in as well. I think that, we would probably have a couple athletes that go both ways. But, you have a running back that also plays DB, and you get tired legs later on. You have a receiver that plays defensive back, and you have tired legs later on in the game as well. So, and especially your linemen, and that's the concept that a lot of people have, that if you platoon them in, then they'll have fresher legs and being able to wear out teams that that play players both ways. But when you get to the championship level, then you're going to face, especially in 2A and schools that have large number of kids out, you're going to face the same thing. So I'm sure that's what David's thinking is. They're pretty good defensively. I mean, we saw in the first game, and Union wasn't a slouch. They had some weapons, but you look at the game against Murray, and the final score, I think, 31-24. So you hold Murray to 24 points, and you're doing something, I think.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering on film, if you saw if they were playing some of the other kids. But
same players. It's just, D. Kane's the only one that plays both ways.
And he's quite the man.
And he's quite the man. Yeah. Very great, yeah. Very good athlete as well. So, they have a lot of them. I mean, they have Pepler, who's 6'8", 6'9", out there. And, that's going to be able to throw it up to him. And they've got a couple other guys. This young guy, I think he's one of the leading rushers. The leading receiver, if not the leading receiver.
Yeah, Young is his name.
Yeah, they have some guys that can catch the football. And their linemen do a great job of blocking for them. But, Elijah, watching the film with Murray had a great pass rush on him, and Elijah would escape the pass rush and throw the ball down the field. So his, he beat you either way. And, of course, you also have Jaylen Boyd at running back. So it's one of those situations, as we said before, if you try to take away the pass, then they're going to run it on you. If you try to take away the run, they're going to throw it on you. So, our philosophy is going to be very simple, that we're going to work hard on our pass coverage this week.
Yeah, what do you do about the mismatch that Eli Pepper creates? Like you said, he's about 6'8", and his arms are 6'8", they seem like. And I mean, most of our guys that play in the secondary are 5'10".
Yeah, and we're going to be ankle biters. That's all. We're going to chew those ankles up, and hopefully we can make it happen.
Noah Dickerson's about the only guy we got that's anywhere close to. I mean, and Noah's what, 6'1", maybe, too?
Yeah, 6'1", so... Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing, and but I tell you what, it's ironic, but we've had about the best week of practice that we've had this year. Mm-hmm. It's been loose, it's been fun. The kids have been flying around. We did get a report yesterday that one of our players isn't going to be able to play because little horseplay in the locker room, and Tyler Coleman, who is a Caldwell County product that transferred over here from Caldwell, isn't going to be able to play against them because he suffered a concussion in a locker room. So, we talked about that yesterday, and it's unfortunate for Tyler because this is a game that he really wanted to play. But you can't control those things. You can control horseplay, and usually that's what happens. You don't mean to get hurt. You don't mean to hurt anybody. But when you do things that you shouldn't be doing, then that's what happens, and that's what they have to learn a lesson about. So we've got a kid that fortunately he's a junior and he'll be able to play again next year. That's going to miss this game, and puts Gary McConnell in a position that he has to step in again, and he has to play offensive line for Tyler. And Gary's very capable of it. We've got to get that light for him to come on, and he's got to understand the potential that he has, as big as he is, and he's got to be able to play with a lot of emotion, and we just don't see that out of him. But I think he's getting better, and I think he's improving. He's improving, and so it's just sad this is going to have to be against the number one team in the state.
Well, he's a big boy. He is, like you say, a big, strong boy, and hopefully he'll bring something to the line. Now, what about Dylan Hollis? I know he was out two previous games, and this past week came out early or late in the first quarter, so he didn't play much at all last week.
Well, what happened was I noticed that he was shaking his head out there, and of course, he had a concussion the week before, and I took him out and questioned him, and he said that his vision was funny or blurry or something like that, and so I made the decision for him not to go back in. Of course, he wanted to. But you just don't want to take the chance. And fortunately, he went to the doctor, and the doctor said that there wasn't anything with concussion, so he was cleared to go after that. So he's back. He's ready. He's had a great week of practice. And, practice yesterday, very excited, that's a good thing. So, we're just focusing on getting better. It's towards the end of the season, towards the end of the year, and that's where we have been all year, just trying to get better and minimize mistakes and improve on technique, and trying to build for the future.
Of course, this will be the last time we'll play Caldwell County in league play for the foreseeable future. We'll go back to Class A next year. Caldwell will stay there, actually go to 3A, and we'll play in the district with Paducah Tillman, Fort Campbell,
Union County Union and Tree. Union
County and Tree, yeah. That's going to be a district battle right there. Of course, the Caldwell-Crittenden series, some of the better games that we've had in this over the years have been as non-district opponents. You know, we beat them 4 years in a row from 2001 to 2004, and that was the first time that had ever happened. And then we get back in the district with them, you know, 2 or 3 years later, and then they beat us 4 in a row. So
yeah, you know, and I think we just made them mad. You know, but you know, they have some great athletes over there.
They're got an uptick in their cycle, and they are very, very solid. And they've got a lot of kids on the team. It's just unbelievable the numbers that they have.
Well, you're talking about a Class 3A school, size wise. Versus a Class A school. I mean, we have 370 kids in our school, as opposed to probably 800 kids in a school. It makes a big difference.
And that's what we see is they classify you based on numbers that were what 5, 6 years ago, and so now you know they're actually 3A level and we're 1A level, so it's difficult. But there's no other way to project these things. I mean, you do the best you can.
And we do, and fortunately we're going back to single A, and that's where we need to be and should stay, and it's going to be a benefit for us.
Yeah. All right, Coach Starnes, I know there's a big event planned for this week, too, similar to Pink Out, this Tackling for a Cure T-shirts. I know they're honoring Coach Boyd's wife and your wife, Angela, on this. And I want to encourage everybody to buy a T-shirt this week by calling school. And I think there's a little competition in it, competition.
Yeah, we have competition with Caldwell, and we want to try to raise as much money as we can for the charity of Shelley Boyd's choice. And you know, it's very simple, Chris. You know, Caldwell showed so much class for us last year, for our family, that you don't forget those things. And when Shelley was diagnosed with breast cancer, and you know, our hearts went out to them, and we started communicating. Carol Boyd and I communicated, and still do, quite regularly. And you know, it's just something that we just want her to know that she's not in it alone. She's not fighting this alone, that we're out there and we want to do our part and to help out. And the kids are excited about it. And that's the good part about our kids. And, you know, they want to wear those pink jerseys and they want to support it. And they want to show that it's more than just a game, that it's a fight for lives. It's a fight for a cure. And we want to be part of it. And we want to do what we can. So, We'll present her a check and just simply tell her that she's not in it alone. We're here supporting her. We're going to fight with her and understand she's doing well. So Angela's doing well, and it's not just about us. It's about them. It's about everybody that is affected by it. And we know what it can do for you. We know the emotion that goes along with that term cancer, and we want her to know that we're behind her and support her.
It's a great opportunity, like you say, to come together for a common goal. And it's amazing the imagery, this pink, you know, it's a marketing platform, basically, the American Cancer Society has come up with. And what an impact it really has made on breast cancer and brought so much awareness to something that affects so many people. And we're glad to be a part of it. So, all right, Coach Starnes, I know it's a pretty tough task this week going over there. Let's go with a goal maybe of trying to keep Elijah Sindelar a week away from his record. Maybe
I mean, we told the kids yesterday, you got to find small things and being positive. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to find the small things and being positive and use that. And hopefully we wish Elijah well. We want him to break the record. We just hope he doesn't do it against us.
So we're
going to work hard to do it for him not to, but we understand the reality to it as well.
Caldwell will have Mayfield the following week.
There you go.
All right. Good luck this week.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.